If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another day, and congratulations to the Celtics for their win. And a great coaching job this year by Brad Stevens. Anyway, just open it up on a light note. We've got a busy day. We're going to talk to Alex Wilson here in a moment about coconut trees and a major commodity for your investment choice. And we're going to chat a little bit later on with Justine Centinelli, and she is the she's a marketing and PR person who will tell you how to spend your summers, especially if you got kids. How to make them economically feasible and still have a great time. People are kind of cutting back, so you have to have an awareness of what's going on and how to save your money. On Wednesday, joining us will be Gary Silverman, the co-founder of Blue Prairie Group, and once again, we'll cover another expansive topic. And I appreciate all the emails that I get. Thanking me and thanking Blue Prairie for the great expansive coverage. And Matt, do we have on Alex yet? Okay. Well, why don't you try him again? Okay. And we're going to, as I say, be dealing with precious timber here with Alex Wilson. Just establishing a little technical difficulty making a connection here on air, but we should have that solved in just a moment. As we continue along here, and don't worry, I haven't forgotten what's going on in politics and with the Trump White House, which all right, we're going to move along. We'll talk about the Trump White House a little bit later on. Joining us right now is Alex Wilson. He's the chief executive officer of Precious Timber. You can go to precioustimber.com. And as I try to do every show here to be compliant, is Alex Wilson is not an investment advisor. He's not giving any investment advice. It is not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities, or an invitation for offers to purchase securities. Securities may only be sold by exemption or registration. And Alex, it's great to have you back again.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning. Good morning. And when you left off last week, we're talking about timber, we're talking about coconut, talking about coffee. We never really got all the way through coconut, and I'd like you to continue on that. What and when made the coconut so absolutely popular?
Gosh, probably the coconut water. That was 2004. a couple of guys from, I believe it was New Jersey. One of the fellas had a girlfriend in Brazil. It was in she came back to the U.S. with him. She was missing her coconut water. He went back to Brazil to experience that, and had this idea that maybe Americans and Europeans would enjoy coconut water. Obviously, they were drinking it right out of the coconut in Brazil. So that's probably what changed a lot about the coconut over the last, 13, 14 years. It's gone from that to just a plethora, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of non-correlated market products. For example, you walk down the supermarket aisles today, Stu, and I don't think there's an aisle that doesn't have some kind of product that uses coconut. You go from that to pet foods. You go to activated carbon from the shell of a coconut that, of course, is great for water filtration, with the U.S. being the largest consumer of activated carbon. I was on vacation a couple of years ago in Bora Bora, and the entire resort, the electricity system was run on a coconut biofuel. So it's got to the point where, you know, we've realized that, you know, it started in the health food arena, but now it's switched into every other facet of life. And so the coconut's a real global commodity today.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can even walk down the video aisle of a supermarket or one of those chains and get yourself a DVD of coconuts from the Marx Brothers. So it certainly has become popular. How's that affected the supply and demand?
Well, it has, and that's a great question because, of course, the global supply, the three main countries that support the global supply, Malaysia, India, and the Philippines, with that now huge demand added to you know, what they were supplying for literally decades upon decades, and lo and behold, their trees are much older. They're in the 40 and 50 year range, and coconut trees will produce for 50 or 60 years, but now you've had this huge sort of rush on coconuts the last decade and a half, and it's getting even greater because there's certain things like the medium chain triglyceride inside the oil. For those listeners that are really focused on health, you know, that particular ingredient is remarkable for health benefits. And so, yeah, there's a squeeze on supply. And those countries, by the way, that I mentioned, they don't have the best practices in farming like we're used to in the West. So, and then also you've got, like, the Philippines, where it was about 3 or 4 years ago they had that terrific typhoon that knocked down 6 or 7 million trees. So there is a pinch on supply. That's why prices of coconuts have increased, and that's why regions of the world where I operate in the Central American tropics were, you know, actively, anxiously planting because the demand side is really there.
So has the price gone up because of the devastating typhoon and the loss of coconuts? It's, you know, like you see how weather has affected beans.
Yeah, the main reason for the price increases, of course, is the demand. Global coconut prices at one stage were about 10 to 15 cents farm gate prices. I know you see them in the supermarket for $2 and $3, but on the farm, anywhere between 10 and 15 cents, probably 15 years ago. Today, an average of 30 cents. They're 40 cents in India. So they've doubled. And the demand, the appetite is doubling. In fact, every 5 years or so, we have almost a 20% growth in demand. So got a long way to go to catch up on growing coconuts.
What would you say, looking at it as an alternative investment, the primary advantage of owning coconuts is?
Well, that's a great question, too. I mean, here's the thing. Right now, that, as I mentioned earlier, that that water company, that coconut water, they're looking right now after, 13 years of being in business, they're already the largest coconut water producer on the planet, and some of their early in investors were Madonna and Matthew McConaughey. And right now, while we're speaking, that company is searching for a buyer, looking probably for $1 billion for the company. So with respect to, you know, timing for an alternative investment asset allocation placement, really couldn't be better. It's no longer a fad. It's certainly a commodity that's very much in with, like we said, hundreds of different uncorrelated industries. So I think it's a great placement, especially for long-term income seekers, for people that are strategizing their portfolio to receive perpetual inflation-protected income, especially maybe those that are nearing retirement. And they're putting them in to their self-directed IRAs. We work with a lot of clients that do that. Obviously, you have to be accredited to work with us. But it's a great additional allocation. It's, you know, non-correlated to the stock market. It's non-correlated to traditional investment assets. So when things are zigging and zagging, a coconut tree only knows how to do one thing. It spits off coconuts. So it's a nice income producer.
All right. I wish we had more time. A lot of questions we haven't covered. But guess what? We'll have you back again next week. And if anybody wants to inquire, it's for, you know, it's not your typical investor. There's no doubt about it, but it's potentially very profitable, very lucrative, and you can check it out by going to precioustimber.com. Alex, a pleasure. Thanks. We'll see you back next week.
Thank you, Stu.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
Are you sincere when you say, I love you? Are you sincere when you say,
all right, we're back, and
do you mean,
take a look at what's going on in the White House. I'm getting more aggravated every day. And because I'm getting more aggravated every day, I talk about it less and less every day, except on the year. This is a culture war. This is, I don't want to say it's World War III, but I will tell you something. The consequences have exceeded anything I've ever expected. The hatred of Donald Trump is so intense and over the top, I don't think it's going to be stopped. They, the intruders, the real basket full of deplorables, and there are a lot more than Hillary talked about, but they're all on the left, want Trump out of office. And for the life of me, a man who's made, I don't know, from $2 to $10 billion just can't seem to internalize and sense that his behavior is erratic. It's often braggadocio. It's unpredictable. And I don't mind the unpredictable part when we talk about strategy. We shouldn't be laying out our strategy to foreign powers like ISIS. But I will admit that I am, and I'm admitting it right here, I'm just mystified. I thought there would be a little transition period. He'd learn how to become statesmanlike. I don't know what the reason is that he refuses to accept that responsibility. It's absolutely bewildering to me. So when someone comes back, as they will do, and they'll say, see, you should have voted for Hillary, see? That's more insane. I don't want a traitor, a serial liar, someone who has committed embezzlement and laundering. I mean, these are just a few of the things. I mean, I believe she should be executed alone for her treasonous acts. And then there's Benghazi, the email scandal. If you're on the left, nothing ever happens. So if anybody's listening and they email me or something and say, see, should you vote? I get those emails. Aren't you sorry he didn't vote for Hillary? Hillary is the devil, but I would have voted for the devil over Hillary if there were two devils. So that's not a, it's not a fair question. I'm just being objective enough to point out the liabilities that this guy in office has. And we talk about the latest story that just came out. And boy, I'll tell you, those disgusting, miserable, rotten, hateful Democrats who care more about their own self-preservation and their progressive ideals and hating getting Trump out of office because of their hatred. They care more about that than the United States of America. Just think about it. I've gone down the list every day from the oil pipeline to immigration to the wall, tax relief, middle-income corporate tax slashing, 35 to 15%. Foreign policy reducing by 70% the traffic coming in over the borders. They now even have empty beds where they cross the borders illegally. First time. What he's accomplishing, and I'm just naming some of them, bringing jobs back here, it's amazing. It's a real quagmire for those people who can't figure out what's going on. And it's something much worse for those who can figure out what's going on and think there's another alternative for Trump. Trump said, and this is a quote, "I have the absolute right to do what I want to do in terms of talking." A little bit of the quote here about the Russians. The allegations. Now, I can't go far enough to say the allegations are totally boundless. The left-wing press is so radical in this country. The Washington Post. God, Jeff Bezos. That the information coming out is slanderous. Remember now, there is still not one impeachable act or scandalous act or prosecutable act against Donald Trump. Think about that. Like him or don't like him. Not one. And yet he's treated and ostracized like Adolf Hitler in this country. Now there are rumors on the inside, and again, as I'm not taking the side of the administration on this, that there's going to be a tremendous shakeup. Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, Kellyanne Conway, the article came out how she reportedly couldn't stand working with Trump. It's hard to determine what's true and what isn't because it's like 99% of what you hear isn't. And yet you get so inundated. You know the old story. You keep lying long enough and long enough and long enough and saying the same things. Pretty soon people begin to believe it. A shakeup of the staff. Well, I think it's an unfortunate, inevitable circumstance. It occurs in all administrations. But with all the swirling contrast and controversy here, nobody really needs it. I don't know what happened with the meeting inside the White House, but McMaster, who is highly respected, said there wasn't anything illegal that went on with Trump giving information to the Russians that would perhaps be compliant in their best interests and in Syria's best interests. I'm at the point where I'm saying Donald Trump has masterfully handled himself through his business career. I think he's bitten off too much here. I mean, he has. On the other hand, he's providing more benefits to the United States than any other president at this point. The other is something psychologically that's just hurting him. All right, we'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call it. us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
All right, we return, and joining us right now, as he's been doing weekly, and there's really a special important reason why what Michael Heller has to say. He's the president of Veribank.com, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C, and I'm going to open up by talking about that. He will give you the overview. But when we think about banks, we think about, you know, I don't have to mention all the typical banks. There are hundreds of them around. We think about what they can do for us and what they can do for us. Now, when you hear about Veribank, as I did for the pardon the pun here, for very good reasons, I came away with the feeling everybody should know about this. This just isn't for one bank to another. And I think that maybe you should kind of highlight the importance, because there are people out there, and I'll be play devil's advocate and be quite honest, Michael, who say, well, listen, this is a bank for, it regulates other banks and this, it doesn't affect me at all. And the answer is, no. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us. And I'm hoping you can just clarify what I just said.
Well, thanks for having me back again, Stu. Yes, that is true. And just for folks that didn't catch our previous interview, we rate banks from a financially safe and sound standpoint. We're completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest. And what do I mean by that? Well, no bank has ever paid us to rate them. You won't find any links to banks on our website. And why do I mention that? Well, a lot of our competition do receive payments from the banks that they rate to rate them, or they get click-through fees. So that's why we highlight that we have no potential for a conflict of interest. We're able to detect over 99% of all bank failures, usually at least 6 months in advance. We have an actuarially based ratings model with the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. And another one of our core business philosophies is our transparency, in that we've always published our track record. Because our rating model is a quantitative, actuarially based model, we have always published its effectiveness, and you can find that on our website under our rating system tab on our homepage. And because of both our business model and our ratings model, we are the only bank rating firm to have had both our business model and ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So those are the benefits that we offer to anybody using our service. And one of the aspects that we find very interesting that people really don't think about, Stu, is no bank or their regulators are ever going to report an impending failure. not really a surprise if you think about it, but again, unless you're in this arena, you maybe don't scratch your head and say, gee, if a bank's fail, am I going to get a warning?
Michael, does this work differently than where you got White House leaks, and you know we hear this every day in the press? Are there other banks? Is there a connection between banks so that one knows another that's in trouble from kind of prioritized information, and they know there's impending doom, or is that's not true?
Well, yes and no. Mostly no, because the banker who gets a visit on a Friday afternoon from their regulator is never tipped off that they're going to close that institution. However, in the inner workings of the regulatory, and I'm talking about the FDIC, which is the agency that will actually come in and become the receiver of a failed bank. So about 90 days ahead of time, they will look around the area, and the area may be across state lines, but they'll look for another bank that can acquire either the assets and or the liabilities of that bank that they know they're going to fail. But again, the bank that is going to acquire the failed bank is more or less under a gag order that they can't announce that they're going to assume this institution that the FDIC has brought to them. But in light of that, we can proxy the regulatory scoring that's been done on that institution that's going to fail. For example, our ratings, and our lowest rating is a red with no stars, is usually indicator that a bank is in very tough shape. So if the bank has received a red with no stars rating or our lowest rating for a number of quarters, there's a 40% chance that that bank is going to fail. So that's the good news for people who use our rating system.
Talk a little about how fiduciaries or custodian accounts are covered by FDIC insurance.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, if you've placed your money with a fiduciary and they've placed that money in an FDIC-insured bank, in order to determine the deposit insurance coverage for those deposits, the FDIC will typically need to obtain from the fiduciary supplemental information such as a list of the owner or owners of each deposit and the dollar interest of each owner in the deposit account. So if that all lines up at the time the institution has failed, then there's no problem. However, you got to make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. Otherwise, the time to reconcile the ownership could cause significant problems that could have been avoided by using our service. Because, again, we're able to detect failures of a bank usually, or at least, I should say, 6 months in advance of the actual failure. For instance, Washington Mutual, it was the biggest bank failure. It was a $300 billion bank that failed in 2008. Our rating system had provided over a year's warning of its deterioration. And more recently, Proficio Bank out of Cottonwood Heights, Utah, which failed on March 3rd of this year, it was only a $68 million bank, but we had been warning of this bank's trouble for over 4 years. So our system works regardless of a bank is small, medium, or large.
What if a depositor places money at a failed bank through a fiduciary?
Again, if it's failed, then the FDIC normally finds an institution in the area. You have to underline area because it may be across state lines. As long as all the paperwork lines up, then that deposit will just get transferred to an acquiring bank if there is one. And sometimes there isn't. So if there's not an acquiring bank, then the FDIC starts writing out checks back to whoever the fiduciary is, again, going through to make sure that all the ownership information lines up with what the bank's records say. So it's not what the fiduciary's records say. It's what the bank's records say. And as long, as long as, again, all that information lines up, then there's usually no problem.
Your services, again, just to emphasize this, I was referring to the general public when we began, but how about maybe a couple of quick words on protection for advisors and CPAs?
Oh, absolutely. If you're an advisor or a CPA or you function in any capacity for the placement of funds in a bank or credit union, or you even help out to establish a new banking relationship, we can provide you with our unbiased safety and soundness ratings and research as a back office resource. And why is that important? Well, we've been referred to as the leading research firm of our kind in the United States by Helen Bruning of NetEgg Investing, because we offer these financial professionals a way to mitigate their banking risk or their financial responsibility.
Michael Heller, president, Very Bank. Go to veribanc.com, and perhaps they can help you. Michael, thank you so much. Wishing you a great week, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Stu. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, take care. We'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
All right, so all the good news, of course, most of it gets hidden. What else would you expect from the media in this country who claims to be unbiased? If you're an American, an objective American, not one, and I'm not talking about those who loved Hillary and hated Trump, that's okay. I love what Trump brings to the table. I hate Hillary with a passion. But if you can tell me an accomplishment or two that she's had, other than to name a building, please let me know. I don't understand why reason and logic can't prevail because people are so, well, I'm answering the question I'm asking, because people are so overwhelmingly emotional about issues. Trump is fighting everybody. Fighting everybody, and I'm for a balance. There are going to have to be balances when it comes to resolving the issue of Obamacare. There are other policies or agendas out there that it's pretty cut and clear, like the pipeline, bang, we need it, creation of jobs, increasing our business, putting NAFTA aside for the moment, and strengthening business with Saudi Arabia and China. Take a look at the numbers. The numbers speak the truth. We're having a tremendous escalation in the number of people employed, a tremendous reduction of up to 70% on the number of people deported. You don't have to get into politics on a high level to grasp that. But it's hardly ever mentioned. And it makes me irate. Is he a politician? Is he not a politician? You know, I'm tired of the dialogue. I just want to look at the results on the table. A lot of poll data suggesting that Trump voters have not deserted him in spite of the media attacks. This isn't the first time a presidential administration has had messaging problems. The messaging problems become highly more complex and manifested because of the society we live in today. You know, it's like trying to fight sending manufacturing jobs overseas or automating this or the old Westinghouse motto for GE, Westinghouse, progress is our most important product. We can't stop progress. We can't. Christopher Ruddy also defended the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey. He said that the recent reports of an internal memo claiming possible obstruction indicated that Trump shows a very smart instincts in terminating the director. He said it was weird that Comey wouldn't simply advise the president not to discuss the Russian probe with him, or even report the matter to the attorney general, but instead wrote a self-serving memo to himself, which he placed in a file. You know, that meeting in the White House back, a month when Comey was there. I mean, you want to talk about humiliation. You want to talk about embarrassment. Comey did not want to see Trump, and there he was with all the cameras on. He's 6 feet eight, so it's pretty tough for him not to stand out. And he's basically hiding behind a curtain as far away as he can get from Trump. Is this the image of you want of a strong FBI director? Whether Trump should have said it is one thing, but the result of what he said was right on, baby. James Comey is a nutcase. He's an ego-driven entity who once again is putting his own future and hopes of aspiration ahead of what's best for the country. Could go back from the beginning and say he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that. I don't want to go back over it. It's pretty obvious. There is concern out there about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. There'll be concern when Trump comes back from Israel. But by and large, if you examine the tenets of what he's accomplished over there so far, and we'll have more updates on this Israeli trip tomorrow, you'll see what he continues to accomplish is in direct contrast to Barack Obama and the fact that Obama stayed away from everything. He didn't want to fray any feathers. And when it came time to attacking the militant Islamic sector, he basically shut up. I'm worried about Obama being around and the fact that he's out of office and that he has a huge coalition, and part of that coalition is intertwined with Hillary Clinton, Michael Moore, George Soros, that whole crew. And it's a very frightening prospect when you think that you are a member of what's remaining on the conservative right, and you just don't know how to handle this barrage. Trump has nailed it when he talked over there. You know, I've always talked about this clash of cultures. The war is between good and evil, not faiths. I think that was an enlightening statement and one that was really needed for Trump to make. Because with this statement, the likelihood of him abandoning additional Muslim support, let me tell you, we need Muslim support from around the world. The likelihood is now in our favor. And, you know, every story is never ending. We don't know how it's going to work out. But I say congratulations to Donald Trump. My only advice, stick to the script. Stick to the script. Save the other stuff for your rallies. Thanks for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,